I hope I kind of get the right balance here between, teaching my grandmother to suck eggs, but the things that you already know about, versus, say, people that are watching this from whatever part of the world. So bear with me if you do know all this, but getting back to basics. So Bealtaine is the Gaelic May Day festival, and it's most commonly held on the 1st of May, and it's halfway between the spring equinox and the summer solstice. And while technically it's going to be this Wednesday at 5:36, if you're interested in getting up and looking for a bonfire, we're going to stick with tonight, if that's okay. So historically, it observed throughout Ireland, one of the four Gaelic cross-quarter days, along with Samhain, Imbolg, and Lunasa. Now, there were a lot of rituals that we're going to hopefully get to talking about, about protecting the cattle, the crops, and the people, and encouraging growth. And these bonfires were kindled, and their flames, smoke, and ashes were deemed to have protective power. When it comes to Bealtaine, it's celebration, but very much with caution, right? What we know for certain is that yes, that Bealtaine is the start of the summer, and nature is in full bloom and creatures are flourishing. But just as paradise had a serpent, there's a this cause for celebration is imbued with layers of mystique and even the macabre, and certainly it's. It's regarded as one of the two cross-quarter days, along with Samhain, when the door is ajar to the other world. This is the day when both the homesteads and surrounding lands need to be on guard, because we've got the fairies, we've got witches whose powers are at full strength from apparently dusk on May Eve until dawn on May Day. And depending on whether you believe that was last night or it's going to be Tuesday into Wednesday, it's up to you to decide. The good, the bad, and the ugly of May Day folklore. So you have things like the bramble. The bramble, if it's caught on, say, a cow's tail, will have any farmer very suspicious, and have him going round and kind of throwing holy water and tying garlands of yellow flowers around either its tail or its horn, or possibly putting a bit of hawthorn. The great thing about May Day, certainly in the Northern Hemisphere, this it goes right across. If you were in Hawaii today, you'd be celebrating Lei Day, and they have the whole flowers, and they have the queen and everything like that. And if you were in Sweden last night, you would have had what they call Valborg. So it's all over the place. And Catherine, I don't know if you have fumigated the house with juniper berries and rue, because that's apparently what they do in Central Europe in preparation for May Day.